automobile, even when one is a skillful dentist.
Oh, oh, yelled Stuart, jumping up and down. I'm sorry, Dr. Carey. I'm dreadfully sorry.
Get a butterfly net, shouted the doctor.
I can't, said Stuart. I'm not big enough to carry a butterfly net.
That's true, said Dr. Carey. I forgot. My apologies, Stuart.
The car is bound to stop sometime, said Stuart, because it will run out of gas.
That's true, too, said the doctor. And so he and Stuart sat down and waited patiently until they no longer heard any crashing sounds in the room. Then the doctor got down on his hands and knees and crawled cautiously all over, feeling here and there until at last he found the car. It was in the fireplace, buried up to its hubs in wood ashes.